We are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Man Them United podcast. Apologies on the lateness, people. My Wi-Fi decided it wanted to start Wi-Fiing, so that's why we are indeed late. But we're here, people. Like I said, Man Them United podcast talking all things Manchester United. How important is it for Manchester United to get top four? We'll be discussing that. Of course, we've got the Brentford game coming up tomorrow. Lisandro Martinez could be part of the squad against Brentford. I'm sure you lot will have plenty more questions as well. Big up my Don Lewis for the raid each and every time as well. But run up the likes, people. Hit the like button on the video. So important you do that. Hit that like button. Make sure you share this across all of the socials as well. That's me, Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV on Twitter and Instagram. Share across all the socials. Top of those two things, make sure you hit that subscribe button as well. Sarcasm City TV is so important. You lot do that so the algorithm be algorithming, people. So we're only at 22 likes and there's over 40 people in here already. But big up everyone supporting as always, man. Love to you lot, man, each and every time. We do have a couple of the man them in the building as well. Rhino is here. Corey is here as well. What you man telling me? You man good?
We're here, man. We're here, blood. Premier League weekend of football to look forward to, you know. Yeah, Manchester United, get in.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You're here, man. In your voice, Rhino. I can hear the enthusiasm.
I'm more looking forward to the City-Arsenal game, to be honest.
That's going to be good. That one is going to be good still. Yeah. That's going to be good. Corey, what are you telling me? You're on mute, fam.
We got pause, though.
You got Corey in the building.
Yo, yeah, it's just a sad day, isn't it? Sad day, fam. Okay. Just excited for the ops playing, not even excited for our team. Just mad.
Facts.
So yeah.
That's facts. You know what I'm saying? But we do, you know how it is, man. Like, it is typical Manchester United. Like, I ain't looking forward to that Brentford game. You know, it's just, I'm glad it's kind of later. It's not at 12:30. You feel me? So it's like, all right, man, I could just chill out for the whole day and then get
what
to
time
it.
Is the game? Like, 4
8 p.m.? 8 p.m. kickoff?
Oh, 8 p.m. evening yes, thing, 8
yeah. 8 p.m. kickoff, yeah. It's an evening day. Did the evening thing. But big up to Sheik.
In the enjoy my day. I can enjoy my day.
Yeah, enjoy your day, man. Like, that's it. Enjoy your day. Big up Gaming for Life. I see you. Gavman in the cut as well. Daniel here. Warrior J also. De Niro. I'm going to shout you De Niro later on today as well. So shout out to De Niro. Big up to Kamal as well. He's Kamal, sorry. He says, happy Friday, Flawless. Hope you're doing well. United fan from USA. Hey, big up to you, man. Big up to Matt as well. Also, she can't make it on as well. But let's get to it. Anyway, people, the actual title of this episode, how important is getting top four for Manchester United? Because it has become more of a discussion. I've heard people in particular, when people mention rivals, mention Manchester United potentially getting a new manager. Somehow Gareth Southgate's the favourite, which is crazy. But we'll discuss that. I do not like that list that the bookmakers have, but we'll discuss that later on. But in regards to top four, of course, FA Cup as well. But people have said, oh, if Ten Hag gets top four, should he stay? Would that change your mind on it? Rhino, we'll go to you. Would that change your mind on it if we do indeed get top four?
If I had to give a straight answer, like, no, I don't think it would, because my thing is just, as Corey's even mentioned on the last show, and a lot of us have mentioned, it's just the direction we're going in. Like, if there was a clear change and vision into where we're going in terms of how we play, you know, starting to see like a pattern of improvement, then yeah, I'll be all for it if it was to get top four, win a trophy and start to see some direction. But maybe if he does get top four and he wins a trophy, that might buy him time in Ineos' eyes, isn't it? Because we don't know what their plan is. As much as they might do or don't do what we want them to do, we don't know their vision. So yeah, man, I feel like it's important in the sense where it gives Ineos a bit more money to play with. It puts us in a better position next season in terms of like FFP and all of this stuff as well. But in regards to like Ten Hag himself, I don't think I would rather sink the ship, as I always say. Just sink the ship. Let us see how bad it is. You know, take off all the wallpaper. Let's see what's under. Let's see like the cracks and if there's any mold and all of that, and let's treat it. You feel me? And I'm saying
blow
that
the whole
because
thing up, man. We just need to blow it up and start again.
Yeah, literally. One of my guys is doing some work. Work at my mum's crib, so I've just got that analogy in my head, you feel me? So
yeah, man,
we just need to just sink the ship and start again and just build a proper foundation and then see where we're going. But I don't know, man. It depends what people want. Top four is important for over for the betterment of our club. How important is it for you?
Like,
for me personally,
Ten Hag or a new manager at the helm at the end of the do you think it's that important?
Yeah. I feel like it's always going to be important if you support the club, innit? Right now, I just don't have no faith as to what we're fighting for with these amount of, 11, 10, 12 games left. But for me, I just think, for the betterment of the club, it is important. But I don't know if we're going to get it. That's the thing. That's the only thing, yeah.
No, that's fair. Same question to you, Corey. How important is top four and would it change your mind on Ten Hag? And yeah, how important is it for next season, whether it's Ten Hag in charge or somebody else?
I don't think it's that important at all, to be honest. Like, you know, for me, we made top four last season. We got a cup, like, you know, albeit a Carabao. Now I'm looking at it like FA Cup, Carabao. There's not much difference in those two cups, in my personal opinion. First. So, like, you know, once you've came third, won a Carabao Cup, the only way is up, and you should have been challenging. And you failed to done that. So with that, that's the end of that. You haven't progressed. If anything, you've made it. You know, we was clear on top four during this time, clear. Yep. And now we're not. So if anything, you've regressed. So where do we go from here? You know, and you had less players as well. Not to mention, you had less players as well. And you made top four comfortable, and now you haven't. So, you know, if you look into that, and then you look at, we've given you the season to actually develop your style of play by bringing in the players that you have wanted. You know, I'm pretty sure majority of the fan base didn't want Mason Mount, but you did. You gave him the chance, albeit he's injured. You should have had your doctors and the people that you employed to have a look at that and make sure the situation doesn't occur. Yeah. Then you got to look at, you know, why are we in this position? We're not in this position because, obviously, we're in this position because of the players. The players haven't been performing. But then at the same time, you can't sit there and tell me that, you know, even when the players play bad, just like Tottenham, when the players play bad, they still stick to their value, stick to the way they play, and try and make an attempt to actually win the game. Because I've watched Tottenham play poor, but because of their system, they've pulled it out of the bag or they've gotten a draw. We don't even get draws, we just lose. So, you know,
we don't even get draws, we just
this is the reality of the situation. I'm not convinced at all that, you know, even if somehow we keep this guy till next season, I want to see a style of play from game one. Because now you've had a whole season with these people, and you're about to have pre-season with them. You know, the last time you said some players didn't have pre-season, so they couldn't, like, that was your reason the last time. Like, there shouldn't be a reason this season. You know, you've got your players, show me a style of play. If you cannot show me a style of play, why in the hell were you at my club? I'm not here for no vibes. I don't care about one FA Cup. Trust me when I say Man United have got enough of them. We have enough of them.
Talk about
we have enough. You know, I'm not here for the little cups anymore. It has been too long since I've watched my team lift a major trophy, and we're at this stage where fans are restless. We want results, and if you are failing to give the results, and I'm not going to sit here and wait for 10, 15 years of stinking football to pull out one Premier League. I need sustainability. I need this team to be the pinnacle. If you don't have the balls to do that and stick to your values, then don't be at my club. Man United is a big club. There's a lot of pressure coming into it. And for me right now, you are failing in all aspects in terms of style of play, keeping the right people, even looking at the right people at this stage. Because if you're looking at certain players coming to the club that I personally don't agree with, like, where do we go from here? But obviously you're the manager and you get paid the big bucks to do this. So with that, I have to trust you. And I'm not going to sit here for another season and have this style of play. I'm not going to. It's not fair.
That's fair. I fully. Yeah, you are up to your eyeballs with it. You're not having it. I get that. Eddie's also in the building as well. Yes, family. What are you telling me? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just listening to the gospel from these brothers. So I was tapped in, man. It was good to hear. Man, it's like, at what point does this top four thing just stop becoming a conversation? Like, if we're being honest.
It's still a conversation, though, Eddie. That's why I understand.
Yeah.
Because people ask me about, like, in particular, rival fans ask, like, oh, if you do indeed get top four, would that change your mind? Actually, that being said, I had Manchester United fans in the chat ask me this, and there's nothing wrong with the question. It's just that, okay, let's actually have the conversation in regards to importance of it. Because to me, it's never...
No, I hear you. But it ain't you. It ain't you, yeah. You feel me? It ain't you. It's just like, we were at such a standard as a club to where this wasn't even a conversation. That's what I'm... Mm. Like, mm-hmm, us finishing in the top four was, like, seen as the basement. Now, unfortunately, because of a manager who just gives everybody a make-a-wish program, I keep on saying it every time, everybody looks good against us. Mm. Everybody looks good against us. Corey said it, we either win or we lose. A big part of that is because of the way we play football. And that's directly attributed to the manager. So, in the grand scheme of things, top four, it's a thing we all want just because, like, again, you don't want to hear that Europa League music, but Mr. Bigger Picture can't see the bigger picture. Simply put, like, top four is whatever to me. Honestly, if I had to choose between an FA Cup and a top four finish, it's going to be the FA Cup 100% of the time for me.
I hit up.
That gives you an avenue to play European football. And simply put, if you weren't good enough, you weren't good enough to be in, like, Europe's top flight competition.
Yeah.
So, the way everything has to drop for us to make top four, it's probably not going to happen. We're in the worst place you can be at on the table, which is 5th, 6th, 7th, because it's like you're in this purgatory zone where you absolutely get nothing but more football, more meaningless football at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The Conference League would love a Manchester United to show up because the ratings on every game would be high just because, you know,
go for the roof.
That is addicted to it, you know?
Go for the roof.
5th and 6th, you're battling for Europa League. So top four, of course, is where you'd like to, like, the basement type achievement. But for Manchester United to be in this situation, I mean, this is the one thing I will say. The manager has nowhere to hide now.
Mm-hmm.
He has absolutely nowhere to hide. These last couple games are monster games. So you'll see what he can do. We'll have our questions. I think, you know, it's kind of unfair because we've seen how many games worth of evidence that this guy can't cut it. But there's a certain segment of the fan base who's going to rely on these 10 games to continue that terrible decision they're making to back in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day for me, bro, top four is irrelevant. Give me an FA Cup if you really doubt that. But even if you give me the FA Cup, take the replica one on your way out the door. That way you have something to remind yourself of what you did here at United. I guess you got to remember the good times, right? You can't remember all the losses this dude's given us. It's just, it's so tough, bro. And then, you know, at the end of the day, the players do own some responsibility, of course.
Talk about it. Behind the beat.
He screwed that up, too. He screwed that up, too, with his man management, so...
Yeah,
that's why top four is so irrelevant to me, because there's so many issues above where we finish in the table that we have to deal with right now. So it's like, that's why I kind of came off so flippant, like nonchalant about it. I'm just like, bro, that's the least of our problems. Top four.
Yeah. No, I fully get what you're saying with that. I can only really echo what you three have said in regards to it, in the fact that it should not be a conversation. I've said this never once. Entering a season, have I stated and gone, oh yeah, top four, like, it's not even on the goal list. It's not even something I look at. It's not even an achievement I look for. It's definitely not an accolade. Like, let me just clarify that and get that very, very clear. It's far from an accolade. Like, it's nothing to be celebrated. We are not, this is not, like, if Villa get it, fully to be celebrated. And that's no disrespect to Villa. If they finish top four this season, that's a huge achievement for them. If a Brighton were to do it, that's a huge achievement for them. Newcastle did it last season. Huge achievement. For us, it should just be mandatory. What are we like? Whether Manchester United are nowhere near the level we want to be at. Corey mentioned it. We all want Manchester United challenging for major trophies, but it shouldn't be to the point where, oh yeah, top four is something like, oh yeah, the manager finished top four. Mandatory. We spend enough to just automatically be one of the four best teams in the country. Even at our worst, we should be. Mm. Even under Ollie, we finished top four. I think
what's the number, like 400 million?
Yeah, like we spent
the majority of the time. I think it was like one season we didn't.
Yeah, it's like one season. I think it's one season he didn't. I think I think his actual two or three full seasons, however many it was, he actually finished in the top four. One of them, remember, he got sacked. We wouldn't have finished in the top four with him, but that's my point. Even with him at the helm and as bad as we were and all the mess off the pitch, and people want to make excuses for that. So does it change anything? No, because it doesn't make me forget about how bad we've been all season long and how bad the results have been and how bad the performances have been. And in particular, we talk about top four to get into the Champions League, how bad our Champions League campaign was. Straight up embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It weren't even just the losing. Like, of course, losing games is a bad thing, but people forget how embarrassing it was. And let's not get a mistake. That's a Europa League group we was in. Take Bayern Munich out of it, even though it's one of the weakest Bayern Munich sides we've seen in recent years. Galatasaray and Copenhagen are not Champions League level sides. Let's just clarify that. Was it Copenhagen who finished third? Was it Galatasaray? Was it Copenhagen? Copenhagen dropped into the Europa League. No one's fearing them in the Europa League. That tells you the level they're at. There was no talk of Copenhagen dropped into the Europa League, and people were like, Copenhagen are the favorites for the Europa League. If a quality side drops out of the Champions League into the Europa League, people will look at it and go, oh, they could do something. Let's say hypothetically it was Atletico Madrid. They dropped into the Europa League. They finished third in their group. Liverpool ain't trying to see Atletico Madrid. Bayer Leverkusen are not trying to see Atletico Madrid. They're automatically one of the favorites for the competition when we're talking about it. So we didn't only get beat by also get knocked out by also runs in the Champions League. There are also runs in the Europa League. These men would barely be favourites for Conference League. And yet we still went out in embarrassing fashion. It's not even like we played well. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, Sheik. Yeah, like the teams are terrible. And yeah, we've seen what City did to Copenhagen. Beat them comfortably. There was never no threat.
That's right.
There was never no conversation. City were even at their best. City beat them in second gear.
That's the thing. You know what it is about our club, yeah, at the moment, people, yeah, is like... It's the level of confidence that these dead teams come when they're facing us. Like, it's like, I can't explain it. They just know we're a wounded animal and they're just ready to just knock a man when it's down. And that's what's so embarrassing. Copenhagen, whether you want to talk about Luton, any of these teams, whether they're mid-table, bottom half the table, when they play United, it's like they get that sense of, ooh, we can nick something here, you know? These men are dead. And that's what's so bad. That culture needs to change. And if Ten Hag at least did half of his job to just, you know, give us what we got last season. Like, Old Trafford was a fortress, you know. We had some defensive stability. And there was a bit of fear of, wow, these guys are good at defending, you know. A bit like what Arsenal have now. We were good defensively to a degree. Not the best.
But
we had a solid foundation to work on. Yes. You know, so right now, what fundamentals do we have now? We have nothing. We don't know how we're gonna play when we're turning up to these games. And the worst thing about it is the level of confidence that any team has playing us. They know that we're weak mentally. So they just capitalize on that. You know, like when you walk in a room and you can just feel that, you feel like the power, you feel like the boss in the room. That's what every club that comes to Old Trafford feels like. They feel that, they sense that blood, they smell blood.
Like you said, they have that air of confidence that, oh, we can get something here. If we just match, they even match these men with effort. If we just put in effort and we just run hard, word to Eddie, if we just try hard, these men will cave under the pressure. And we've seen that many, many times this season where, and the Champions League is a prime example of that, is the teams didn't play well against us. They just put in effort and was like, we're never 2-0 up against Copenhagen. Rashford gets sent off, and we just hand Copenhagen the initiative when Copenhagen did everything in their power to give us that game because they were awful in that first half. Man. Horrendous. It was not a hostile environment. They weren't flying into tackles. We was comfortable. And I say all that about the Champions League to remind people this is now the top four that people want to get back into. Some people with the same manager and the same team. just to clarify, it's not for me. It doesn't change anything. If we happen to get there, of course, I'd be like, yeah, all well and good, because that throws the new manager, if we do have one, right into the fire.
Please.
We know Ant Money. We know exactly where he stands. Like, oh, you're under pressure already. Depending on whatever group you get, it'll be interesting to see how he navigates it. But does it change anything? No. Should it change Ten Hag's fortunes? No. Could it? Maybe. Because we don't know about Ineos and we have no previous from them in regards to this type of situation. Automatically, I would assume that they would want their own manager. But who knows? Because I don't like the list. Because shout out to Lee Gunner when I did the show on his channel. Shout out to Saeed and Northside as well. And he was running down the list of managers and Gareth Southgate's favourite with the bookmakers. It's like, what? I can't believe it. Go on, Eddie.
I just can't believe it, though. I seriously can't believe it. Like, that's, you know, I think it might, hear me out on this one, right?
Yeah, go on, fam. Land.
We might be like so secretive, because remember, United News just used to be what was going on in the upper room, right? Like, people always knew what we were doing. Maybe we're just at a point now where these media sites are just throwing stick on the wall, and the Southgate's name has been tossed around a bunch of times to the point where people really start to believe it. Because it's the opposite of what Omar is coming from. You don't play that type of football in City and not have that be like a principle of how you see football. Like, the way that City view football is, honestly, football, damn near close to football in like its purest form today. Right? So you bring a Southgate into that equation. He can't even compute what's going on the pitch. If people have seen him manage, he hasn't won anything.
Yeah.
The biggest indictment was that loss to that Italy team who can't even qualify for the World Cup in Europe at Wembley. In your crib, you let them dudes, them bump. There were some bums, bro. You just call it how we see it. Especially when compared to your team. You let that team come in and dictate play. You got to open. What did Shaw score in like the first 5 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, it was early on when he scored. Yeah, it was early on. It was early on.
And you couldn't figure out a way to bring that home? That speaks volumes. So then we go toss you into the Manchester United fray and think you can compete. Man, miss me with all that. Miss me with all that. But that's just me pulling out hope. Until I see him with the scarf on the table next to Ratcliffe, I'm sure he'll be there for the pictures. I'm not trying to hear it. I'm really not, bro. I just got to keep the faith. But we've said on multiple times, with any us, we don't know.
And to Samsu says this, flawless Southgate being the bookmaker's favorite means nothing. The odds at this point mean that lots of people are staking money on it. No, it means something. It definitely, because normally they get it right. Manchester United, to my knowledge, have never appointed a manager and it's been out of the blue. Now, yes, it is under Ineos, so we don't know and we are in the unknown, but there's something to it. Do I believe personally we go and get Southgate? No. But do I believe we are looking in that direction?
Man, if we get Southgate.
I genuinely believe that. Like, don't get a mistake. The bookmakers have not put
we're still having this conversation. Like, think about how easily news gets squashed. Like, we're still, this is peak, you know. Yeah. We might have to start, hey, bro.
Because we gotta have it. You know what? Because I didn't take it serious until Lee Gunner said to me, yeah, he's favorite for the job. I was like, what do you mean he's favorite for the job? Yeah, he's favorite for the job. And Graham Potter second. The list is awful. By the way,
we would be a laughing stock.
The list is horrendous. Yo, the list is. I was looking at the list. Let me try and find the list. Hold up, one second.
If Southgate becomes manager, I'm not going to any more games.
Yeah,
it'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
So, right, I'm looking here now. So you got Southgate. Obviously, it varies in regards to which bookmakers, but you got Southgate, Potter, Tuchel, Ruben Amorim, Lopetegui, De Zerbi, Flick, Zidane. Like that, that's like one, two, three, four, five, six. That's like seven. That's like the top seven. I think that list is horrific. I'm not gonna lie. That list is horrific. Like Potter too cool. Potter, like, as the three is horrible. Amorim cool. Lopetegui, no. De Zerbi, Flick. And he's like seventh. And then you got like Zidane, Thomas Frank, Areola, Inzaghi. Yo, this list is horrible. They need to pull some. Hey, any of us, you on the clock with this. Anyhow, they go and get, even if they go get Potter, I'd be like, nah, you lot are taking liberties. You lot said there's no way. And he said, Jez, what is he saying to Bayern? Where's that come from? Because I know, obviously, it seems that Alonso's going to be staying at Leverkusen. Yeah, go on, Corey. Say what you're going to say.
No, I'm just saying that it's not real. Like, I've actually mentally blocked like the whole situation. I've mentally blocked it because, like, they couldn't do such a thing. Like, there's something that's so controversial. And Ineos have just come in. They could not do that. Their first big thing is getting rid of Ten Hag and bringing in Southgate. No way. No way. You couldn't tell me they would do something like that. No way. It's not real. They couldn't. Like, bro, it's mad.
I don't trust these people. I hear you, Corey, but I don't trust them. You know why? Because they want to be working with the Glazers.
Like, do you not think one of them might have just said, this is a bit mad, you know, like, are you sure you don't want to do this? Like, do you not think someone's just said
this is
that?
A bit crazy.
This is a bit mad.
This like, a bit.
Are we really doing this? Like, just a little, like, think about it. Like, are you sure? Like, we're going to get in
Southgate
trouble.
Will have no clue, you know.
Yeah, it's not real,
No, go on, man.
Like, I just... just talking about it is just making me sick, bruv. Gareth Southgate, like, for England, he's so appalling. And obviously, there's a lot of people that are still, you know, protecting him and saying, oh, but look at where England were before and all of that. But, bro, like, look at Man United and look at Southgate. It's like putting a toddler in an F1 car. Like, this is crazy, bro.
That's a wild analogy, bro.
It's facts, though.
That's how scared... This is peak, you know, bro. Man, nah, bro. This thing needs to get squashed ASAP. Because I think if this actually happens, which I don't think it will anyway, but, bro, like, how many times do we say a team's going to smoke another team comfortably, like, Liverpool are going to go and give a smoke and then we squeeze the draw? I know it's different... scenarios and stuff, but bro, Gareth Southgate to Man United, bro, I think the fan base will lose it. It will go crazy. I can't see. Do you think there's any people that actually agree in it? Like, that actually believe that he should come?
Oh, don't get mistaken. I was saying this, was this yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, actually. When, who was I chatting to? No, it was Tuesday when I was talking to, shout out to Rance. I was on Rance's channel talking about this. Yeah, Do I believe there's any Manchester United fans who are with it now currently? No. However, if it happens, will there be a portion of the fan base that get on board? Yes. Because there's a portion of this fan base that will get on board with any decision this club make. Name something, apart from Glazers out, what decision, so whether that's manager or player, is the fan base universally 100% on? There's still a portion of this fan base who believe Ollie was good enough. There's still a portion of this fan base who believe Ten Hag is good enough. There's still a portion of this fan base who believe Mason Mount is good enough. There's still a portion of this fan base who believe Scott McTominay deserves a new deal. There's still a portion of this fan base that believe Bruno Fernandes is the guy to take us forward. There's still a portion of this fan base that believes we can get a tune out of Maguire. You see the point I'm making? A portion of our fan base will get with anything because it's Manchester United. What it is. Because of what they forget the message, because it's the right messenger, they're with it. It's like people who just listen to like their parents or their partner just because it's their parents or because it's their partner, rather than actually what they're saying. Like, forget the messenger. What is the message? And Mount's a prime example. Everybody was against it. When we thought he was going Liverpool, it was all jokes and laughs. And Merseyside Mount and, you know, Liverpool Labrador, and everyone was running bants. Then when we was linked to him, all of a sudden it was a good deal. And Ten Hag knew what he was doing and was going to get a tune out of him. And I was wrong, and you and Rhino and Corey and Eddie and others who spoke about this were wrong for criticizing the deal. And he got here and everybody's like, right, it's not worked. Well, no shit. Like I said, let me just clarify this, just to clarify. Samson, I see you in the chat as well. I genuinely don't think it happens. Let me just clarify that again. I don't think we hire Southgate. However, anybody who is willing to work with the Glazers, I have doubts over. I'm sorry. Anyone who's willing to work with them I have my doubts over. So if we do it, would I be super shocked? No. Because I have no evidence to suggest anything different. I have zero evidence. I'm just to clarify. A big up to Supers as well, who says, Southgate disrespect is wild. He's not a scrub and may get more out of the squad. Plus, he made England likable. I think there's a chance. See, I don't know if man's trolling. I don't know if this is real or not. But there will be people who are on side with this. I'm telling you. And Supers, let me ask you, Are you a United fan?
But listen,
I went to the kitchen and heard this nonsense. Don't let me abuse my my mod powers. And what?
You see how he said likable? He couldn't say he made them winners, though. So you got to put likable. You can't say he made them winners, so you got to put likable.
He said he's a United fan, but I don't know if he's trolling, but whether he's trolling or not. There's United fans who are, don't get mistaken, there's United fans who are on board with this, because like he said here, he's not a scrub. We're not saying he's a scrub, he's just not good enough for where
I am,
that's where it is, that's it. And again, what's about making England likable? How about make them win? When did we be in a likable thing is ever is what tell me a winning side that's ever been likable?
That's it.
I don't remember one. Manchester United, I hated to this day because we ruined so many childhoods. Everybody can't stand Manchester City and Pep. I'm so irritated by Pep. I don't like Klopp. Don't like Liverpool. Arsenal sides from yesteryears, I don't like them either, the successful ones. The new Arsenal, I love. The old Arsenal, I disliked heavily. Chelsea under Mourinho, couldn't stand them. Like, when you are a winner, you are not liked. This is not a popularity contest. And this is what I'm talking about.
I'm actually scared that low-key, if we get him, we're done.
Even low-key, we're done. Oh, we're done. Oh, yeah, it's a wrap, man. It's a wrap. Show's over.
We're finished. Like, we would be, like, this is like David Moyes' first season type.
Yeah. I think Moyes then and Moyes now is a better manager. And that was Moyes out before he got the job.
Yeah.
I'd be Southgate out before he got the job.
Mad. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that.
I already
get guns. Like, I can't run joke. Like, I'll say something and I'm only talking about history. Like, I've just reduced myself to speaking about history of Man United. Wow. Like, I'm literally doing Liverpool. And, like, yeah, this would be mad. This would be so...
Maguire getting his armband back.
Oh.
Maguire definitely getting his armband back. I don't know. Shaw might be vice captain.
Big up
going back to the winning ways. The likable ways. We're going back to the likable ways, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. There's going to be a portion of the fan base who just gets on board with Eddie. This week, pick a manager, just because. And it's the Manchester United way, like, and all this rubbish that we don't sack managers, even though in our history what we've done is sack managers. Throughout history, like any club, no club sticks with one manager, and it's not the new way anymore. The same way football is now a system game, managers staying for 5, 6, 7, 8 years longer doesn't happen anymore. It's very, very rare at the top level. It's only really Pep. Klopp's now on his way out. Yeah, I seen what you sent me, Jez, or did you send me something new in regards to the manager stuff? Let me get to that actually. Because there seems to be, this could impact us, because obviously Manchester United have been linked with Amorim. We've been linked with De Zerbi as well. But Ten Hag got to go. Like, I don't even trust him to get that. So he's saying, let's see. So we're saying Zidane won't become the new coach of Bayern Munich. Zidane Ribery duo is not a topic at Bayern. De Zerbi and Nagelsmann are among the last remaining candidates. So that's for Bayern Munich. So they've been linked to De Zerbi and they've been linked to Nagelsmann as well. That's from Atletico. Okay, also here it is. Ah, bless up, Jez. You sent me quite a few. One second. Let me get to this. De Zerbi, the top candidate for Bayern in case Xavi Alonso stays at Bayer Leverkusen. De Zerbi is aware of Bayern's interest, but is currently focused on the season finale with Brighton. That's why he's not in negotiations with any other club either. Not with Bayern, Barcelona, or any other club. However, Bayern's clear plan A remains Xavi Alonso. Bayern have prepared for a rejection from Xavi Alonso and therefore spoken with many candidates. Now only have a small circle of candidates left, among them De Zerbi and Nagelsmann. Ragnik has been discussed. He's valued, but currently not among the top. but currently not among the top choices. Bayern would like to present a new coach in April. So it seems that Bayern, if Alonso stays at Leverkusen, are going to go for De Zerbi. Go to your thoughts on that. De Zerbi. Corey, we'll go to you on it.
De Zerbi.
Yeah.
To Bayern.
Yeah, because obviously we've been linked with him, but it seems that if Xavi Alonso stays at Leverkusen, he'll go Bayern. But are you a fan of De Zerbi? Might as well talk about
it. I'm a fan of De Zerbi. Obviously, he's not a... Like, he's a bit like it's like 70-30, maybe 60-40. There'll be times where I'm like, oh, like, the Zerbi ball is mad. Like, the players are cooking. But then there'll be other times where I'm just like, bro, like, what's going off? Like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't what I was expecting from you. Like, it just shocks me some days when I see them play. Because they're Brighton... Maybe because it's Brighton. Like, obviously, Brighton have good players, but Brighton's still Brighton at the end of the day, isn't it? Like, I didn't expect them to be challenging top four. You know, maybe top six, top 10 is their limit, I think. So, maybe because it's Brighton. But then, I don't know. De Zerbi at Bayern, having Musiala and them, man. You just get long in it, like, you know, that's a style of play, like a good style of play. I just feel like they're missing a good style of play. That's all I think Bayern are missing right now, you know, because they've definitely got good players. Like, there's no way you can have Harry Kane and Musiala and
they've got good players there. They've got talent.
You know, 100%. all these good players and be stinking up the place. There's no chance, you know. So. Yeah, I'd love to Zerbi at my club, but do I think the players can play the style of play? That's a different question. Because I don't think, I think a good 70% can't play that. I think the only one, I think there's only about four players I think could do the system in Mainu. I think Casemiro could, Martinez, and Delo. And Hoyland, five.
That's it.
Like, I can't say Ahmad can do it because I've barely watched the guy play. Anthony, no. Rashford, no. Garnacho, maybe. Anyone in that midfield besides from Kobe and Cassie, no. And the defense, Varane's getting old, so I don't expect him to play a lot. Martinez, yes. Maguire, no. Lindelof, no. Evans, no. Wan-Bissaka, no. Luke Shaw, no. Dalot, yeah, that's it.
Damn.
That's the reality.
I'm with that. That's it.
And just quickly as well, this just broke from Romano in regards to managers. Amorim remains the main name on Liverpool list as a new head coach. Not the only one, but concrete option being considered. Liverpool, I informed about the clause into his contract at Sporting, as already reported weeks ago. Shortlist also includes more candidates. We'll go to you on Eddie Amorim. You a fan? Not a fan?
I haven't seen much of Sporting play.
No.
So I can't say whether or not I am, but it just seems to me like Liverpool and him wouldn't necessarily mix well, because what I do know is this. Usually Portuguese football is a bit more on the ball control side of the game. They incorporate athletes from all over, but the nice ones like your Porto, your fucking Benfica, you know, the top ones that are always up there in regards to standings, they don't necessarily play the Liverpool brand of football that they've been used to since Klopp got there. So at least I think they have more players that can suit this style, but it's interesting as to what they're going to be after Klopp, because that's the thing. Were players there for him or for the club? That's what we're going to find out. People are going to see blood in the water with Klopp leaving. So people are going to try and poach. And then you have this Michael Edwards brother who, from what I hear, shout out to the Big Six Vances. I heard it was like, you know, Mont speaking on that, you know, Edwards and Klopp doesn't necessarily get along.
Yeah.
So who knows if he wants to continue with those players. So it could be a completely brand new rebuild. So maybe in that sense, that's why it's concrete. But when it comes to us, man, the one dude I want on to be at the top of our list is Inzaghi.
So Inzaghi's your first. He's the one. He's your first choice. You're the one that you look at.
Yeah, because I don't know how sustainable this Inter Milan thing is going to be with regards to their finances. And so I'm just like, y'all being serious? Go get him. Let that man be the head of the charge. But
yeah,
Almiron, I've seen a little bit of him. He beat Arsenal, so that's always good in my book. And then, yeah, De Zerbi. You know, we've talked about De Zerbi. I don't know how many times.
Yeah, we've discussed De Zerbi. Me and you in particular have discussed De Zerbi so many times on shows, yes.
Yeah, it's just like, if it happens, it happens. But it's like one of those things where he's not my first choice. That's the type of manager talk I'm here for, not that bum-ass Southgate talk. I can look at the other options and see, like, yeah, there's potential with all of them.
No, that's fair. That's very fair. Well, see, because Jez mentioned it, and it seems that all these clubs are chasing the same pool of managers, because you got Manchester United, you have Liverpool, potentially Chelsea, Bayern Munich, Barcelona. That's just to name a few, and there's probably a couple of clubs that have forgotten, or there could be some surprise sackings. Flawless, a quick question for you lot. Would you guys take back Jose if it's a no? What's the reason? I'm guessing you're asking for Gaming for Life. Because Mourinho's done at the top level, that's why. That's why I wouldn't take back Mourinho. You're a Chelsea fan, Gaming for Life. Would you take him back? He's done at the top level. Big fan of Mourinho. Huge fan of what he's done in the game. Easily one of the best managers we've ever seen and will ever see. But in 2024, The show's over. Game's passed him by. Game's
you
passed
know who
him
he
by.
Is?
Go on.
You know who Mourinho is?
Go on.
Mourinho is Phil Jackson.
Who?
Mourinho is Phil Jackson, bro.
That's a
Phil Jackson. In the 90s, nobody was fucking with Phil Jackson. Early 2000s, nobody was fucking with Phil Jackson. Once 2010 hit, man, Phil Jackson was food out here.
People figured out the system didn't evolve.
People figured it out. They figured out that, you know, his methods of doing stuff, like, he was, it's crazy. He used to bash players religiously in the press.
I didn't know that, did he?
Talk, yeah. Oh, when he was, bro, Kobe got a whole, book on Kobe talking about how Kobe this and that. Like, Phil Jackson used to go off in the press.
Yeah.
And he dominated, though. So that's why people are like, I bet you, even today, people are like, yeah, if you put Phil Jackson out there, I bet you he gets you something.
Yeah.
Not knowing that Phil Jackson's way of seeing the game is so archaic because the game has shifted.
Yeah, it's different now to how it was in the 90s and the early 2000s.
It's different now.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. No, I fully get what you're saying. To be honest with you, it's 50-50 because the question was, would he start some of the youngsters? That's why I'm more worried about him, but I would take him back. No, exactly. Like, he's just not it anymore. Like, that's just legit it. As much as I'm a fan of Mourinho, it's a wrap. Like, the show's been over for him at the highest level. And he still managed, yeah, absolutely. And still compete. Without doubt, but at the highest level, no. Now, me and Lex have discussed this many times on the Yardman show because he's a huge fan of Mourinho. You take him at Liverpool now, like, with Klopp leaving. I'm like, yeah, I hope you go and get him because you lot will not be successful with him. Well, no one ain't hiring Mourinho. No top club's hiring him. That's it. Big up to De Niro. Says, do you guys see United bringing in a manager that has won things elsewhere, but under the radar, similar to how Tottenham did? That would be the smart move. Yes. Will we make that smart move? That's the big question, De Niro. I don't know. I've said verbatim, don't bring a manager who has won nothing. Have something.
We've got Morada now. Like, this is what my man is meant to be doing. Like, the next manager that comes, as I told you, I'm heavily on Morada because you can't be showing what you're on, and then the first signing you get is Southgate. That's just not happening. So,
means City was glad to let you go. That's what that means to me. If you make enough type of decisions, City wanted you out of the house.
What was you really doing at City? Because you must have not been doing much. You must have not listened. You must have not even been in the room. You must have been going getting the coffees and them thing there, because there's no way in hell you can sign Southgate as your first manager. No chance. It's not real.
Again, A's on the group project didn't do a damn thing with it though.
Yeah. No. It's not happening. That's why I've got faith for this. Because we've got Morata. Because I was obviously I'll be honest, I didn't know about Morata till we left City. I didn't do any research on my man, didn't even know what he was on. So, you know, everyone was messaging me, telling me, Morata, yeah, man, Morata, trust me. Like, if you know Bull, you know what Morata's on. I'm like, all right, cool, bet. Like, that's cool. Let me see this now. Let me see what my man's really, really on. Yeah? And the first thing you want to deliver to me is Southgate. Oh, no, bro. No. We ain't doing this. We ain't doing this.
For real. Without a doubt, I hear you. I like that's, and that's it. And yeah, you and Morata. I just him, even with his resume, because everything on Morata's resume should tell you, oh, in him you should trust. He's done a great job at Barcelona during a very successful period for them. Same at Manchester City. I have my doubts over everybody. That's what it is. As good as Morata is the best in class. I have no doubts over his resume. I have no doubts over his ability.
Oh, really?
It's just now that he's here.
From what you've been told.
Yeah, from what I've been told. Because that's what I'm saying. But what I'm also saying, Corey, is I still don't trust him fully to get this right. Well, his resume, but if he went elsewhere, I'd be like, that's a great appointment. I can't complain about the appointment. It's someone who's been successful elsewhere at the highest level on a couple different occasions. So it should work. But I still have my doubts. Still,
trust is earned, not given.
And in Morata's defense, he ain't even done nothing wrong. He's not Ineos. It's not like he's dealt with the Glazers, so it's not even on him. It's just his association to them, unfortunately. That whoever's here, I don't trust. Whoever's here, I'm looking at with the side. Like, we could go get the best head scout, and people could list off a scroll a name. I mean, names that this scout has, certain players he scouted who have become top class, world class, elite, whatever the case may be. And I would still have my doubts. Yeah, because what I've been told about Morata is he is the guy. But we will see. But we'll see with that. And to Ed as well. Actually, before I get to the next comment, you lot continue to get your questions in as well. But we're at 60. There's over 60 people here. We're at 46 likes. 4 more get us up to 50 likes. Hit the subscribe button as well. We are closing in on 11K people. We're at 10,835. 5 more subscribers. There's over 60 people here. I'm only asking for 5 subscribers. And that's whether you're watching live right now or watching this back. Get us to 10,840. Make sure you subscribe to all the mandem as well. Links are underneath in the description, people. Links are underneath in the description. To Ed as well, says, ain't that Ten Hag though? One thing's elsewhere right now. I'd rather have a manager that I know will enforce a change in style and one we can trust to shift players who can't or don't want to change. All of the above, Ed. Was it Ten Hag? Yes, but that still doesn't stop me from wanting that. That's like saying, all right, you signed a striker who scored 20 goals. So the next striker that you go and sign shouldn't have scored 20 goals. No, absolutely. I want a striker who has a track record of scoring goals elsewhere. So that's what it is with Ten Hag. Like, just because Ten Hag didn't work out, that is still the blueprint you should follow, plus everything else you've added. I agree with a lot of things you mentioned in this comment. It should be a manager who has a clear style. However, that's also on Morata and the board to have identified a style beforehand. So then when you are opening up negotiations with said manager, it's, all right, this is the style. That's an easy conversation. This is the style we're playing. You play that style. Okay, so then we'll figure out who fits and who don't in the squad. And then we go from there. Okay, so what don't we have that you need? These are easy, easy conversations.
We're not going to the managers. Managers are coming to us at the end of the day. Like, that's the way it is. Man United have a style of play. We pick you because we feel like you can implement that the best. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't bring your style of play to Manchester United. We have a clear style of play. That's how situations occur. Yeah, we've seen it before where we've got players that are mad defensive, but you want to bring me an attacking coach. Where do we go from here? Like, that's a recipe to fail. Do you know what I mean? So, but then, like, I understand why they're bringing all of these random coaches, because we actually don't have a style of play.
So yeah, we don't.
You know, yeah. we're in limbo land right now. So whoever comes, we just follow that.
Yes.
And then another manager will leave, and then we follow that one.
Right.
And now we've just got random players. This is how it starts. Yeah, we've just got random players. Right. And now we're just stuck in this shit situation. We've got so many random players, and now we're dead. Now we're just dead in the water. We don't know who can play, who can't play. You know, who can do this, who can do that. We don't actually know.
No. We don't actually know.
I mean, minion for all these players.
Nice. Yeah, and that's what they need to. And that's what they need to fix. And that's not on them what they've walked into, but what is on them is to fix it, because it's an easy fix. It's a simple fix. Now again, will they make that simple fix? I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Trust them. I'm sorry.
I hate this one.
I hate it, man. I don't know what's happening right now, but it's not nice at the end of the day.
I hate this.
I have so little faith in the people to do the basics. Because bear in mind, me nor Corey nor Eddie nor Rhino have spoke about winning trophies. I've spoke about competing for major trophies. We were talking about, hey, you know what? Let's just have a clear style of play. You know, just the basics. Like if it's a restaurant, you should know, all right, what type of food are we making? Is it Caribbean? What's is it Chinese? is it Italian? Like, what type of restaurant are we? You know what I'm saying?
Man's going in there just not knowing what foods are going to be on the menu today. Like, man's thinking, raw Chinese today. Next day, you go in there, like, man had Chinese yesterday. Today is like jerk chicken. Oh, raw.
Today's Caribbean. You go in there next week, like, all right, let me go get some. Next time you go in there the next week, and it's like, oh, it's not jerk chicken. Right, it's Italian.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, man. What do you mean it's Italian? Yeah, man. It's pasta. You know what I'm saying? And pizza. What do you mean it's Italian? Last week, it was your chicken,
man.
But yeah, the week after it's Mexican. You know what I'm saying? Next week after that is Thai. Like, you know what? How about we just settle with what exactly we are?
What would you even call the restaurant? Just the question mark.
Just a question mark.
Hey, I don't know if Manchester United want to get in the restaurant business. We can't keep the chicken cooked big, so
that's the point I'm making, Eddie, is we don't know. We are a shop and you don't know what we are. We are a restaurant and you don't know what we are. Oh, this restaurant's fire. What type of food is it? We have no idea. And we don't
know what we're going to get.
Yeah, sometimes that's an accident. It depends on the chef is that day. Depends who the chef is that day. May be fire, it may not be. And like, that's legit what it is.
Worst one is? Sometimes when the food's fire, we enjoy it. But then the aftermath, the belly you get after is like, we will sow the dream. Like, right, the food looked leng. How's man getting a bellyache after that? That's mad.
That's it. Serious. And the thing is, bear in mind, in the restaurant analogy, we ain't even spoken about the food being good. I'm just saying, what are you? Are you a Caribbean restaurant? Is it Chinese? Is it Italian? Is it Thai? Is it Mexican? Let us know what Manchester United actually are. Are we a tiki-taka team? Are we a heavy press inside? Are we a counter-attacking team? Is it possession-based? Is it tiki-taka? Pick a style. Right, that's where we're at. Bear in mind, we haven't mentioned being successful. We have not even mentioned winning football matches. We haven't mentioned being competing for major honors. We haven't mentioned winning. Basics, and we're sat here like, shit, I don't even know if you man can do that. I have heavy doubts. Do I personally think anything changes? No, I've said this. I genuinely don't, and I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see it. Is anyone willing to work with the Glazers? I'm looking at like, you don't want what's best for the football club. I'm sorry. I find it tough to believe.
We can only hope there's like a barrier between them and the footballing decision.
Yes.
We can only hope.
Again, hope, Eddie.
Because
we live in
hope. Oh yeah, of course, of course. Shout out to Coach Carter. We hopeful, dog. That's all we got. You feel me? Like, because again, no other group has ever had 25% stake in United. So that's what makes this situation a bit unique. But you still got to think like they gonna have their crusty ass paws on it some way somehow. These Glazers.
It's just mud.
It is. It's crazy. You're breaking up, Eddie. Say that again. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, my fault. Yeah,
that's all good. You're back, you're back. You in the motherland. It's all good.
Yeah. So, it's just like they gonna be in that meeting room when it comes to them big dollar decisions. I guarantee it. They gonna have somebody speaking for them. So how influential are the Glazers to Inyas? We will see by the decisions they make on a day by day basis. Hmm. It's that simple for me. Like, that's why the trust is. It's the theme of this one's gonna be trust is earned, not given, because all we can do is just, you know, sit by idly and watch.
Yes.
And so, yeah, man. And to your point about us not having a style of play, that's why, again, Corey putting on the money. Omar. All these conversations going to come back to Omar because he's the CEO.
Get out of Omar's case. We go hear Omar's name so much, like it's the Wild. Like, that's what it is.
Exactly.
It's Omar.
Exactly. Omar coming. Pause. That's crazy. Oh, yeah, let me not say that one.
Hey, yo.
Hey, but you know what's crazy? Omar is a whole pause if you watch The Wire too. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But we all go hear his name like the way they say his name in The Wire, like so many times.
Yeah,
you know, think he's gonna get referenced.
That's it. Like who was the other director of football that left?
Myrtle and
The other one, the one that went to the same uni as the Glazers. What was his name?
About Woodward.
Woodward.
That's it. Woodward. Yeah. Woodward. He blames Woodward for everything. Woodward got everything. Anything that went wrong is back on Woodward. We're on.
Yeah.
We blame the results. Yeah. It's the same thing, bro. It's the same thing. Like, you are basically in the same position that he was in. So anything. Like, I'm just going to keep the same energy. Same energy. And unfortunately, you have a bigger resume. So I've got more expectations from you. That's it.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's the truth of the matter. So go and do your thing. Do your job. And if you don't do your job, I'm on you.
Nah, that's true.
Just to answer Dundada's point, shout out to my OG Dundada.
Even if
he brings in Ashworth, you understand this is a chain of command.
Yes.
He the CEO. Omar's the head honcho. Anything that Ashworth does is a reflection on Omar. So the Bucks always going to stop at Omar. He was the first one appointed. He's to make this entire club in the image that Inyas sees fit. That's his job. So I'm just saying you can put Ashworth in the equation, but Omar got an answer too. Omar's the final answer. If you ask
For sure.
Yeah.
He signs him off. What? Like, you'll come to him with the queries. If he says no, then it's just not happening. But you have that power. Like, bro, use it properly.
Yeah. Man, you're right. Well, without doubt, like 110%. And to big up to Supers, just get to a few questions you lot have been asking. If it's Ten Hag, suicide, or open midfield, or Southgate, I'd rather the latter. Did we watch the same season? I want either. Let me just clarify that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want Ten Hag here. I don't want Southgate here. Both absolutely horrendous options, and neither of them should be in charge. Barada and Ashraf should decide the manager's future. The thing is, we don't even have a DOF yet. That ties into what Corey and Eddie were just talking about, is that's also on Barada to go and get the correct DOF. And I'm looking at whoever the DOF is, I'm looking at you too. It's on the DOF, whoever you are. Whether it's Ashworth, whether it's somebody else, I'm looking at you. And depending on your resume is how much we are looking at you, without doubt. But yes, you got a big job to do, the DOF. Very, very big job to do.
The last person I can be on is Radcliffe. He's the last person I can be on. Because, like, at the end of the day, I've got to be on Radcliffe too, I'll be real. Because he's brought in... Bro, it's a chain of command.
It's a chain of command. Because you brought in Barada, but you still have your input. You still have your say.
Yeah.
You still have impact. Because if it goes well, you'll get praise.
So Unless he has no control. And if it's that, then
he's just
the name with the money.
He'll have some control. I mean? But we do need a DOF.
You've allowed this stuff to happen to my club.
Yeah, we definitely need a DOF. And I believe they will hire a DOF. It's just a question of what. And Jesu says, how big are the possibilities right now of Ten Hag staying? Again, I don't put anything past this regime. Could he stay?
Yeah, I'm
yes. In particular, if we win the FA Cup and finish top four, could he stay? Yes. Do I think he'll stay? No. I think they've already made their decision and they've not really come out and strongly backed him and said, yes, he's our guy. So, plus we probably won't win the FA Cup and I don't think we'll finish in the top four and that will be the nail in the coffin. They're the two things that people are holding on to. That, oh, if he does either of those two things or both, then maybe. But I don't see it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And big up to John Santos says, what's more important, a new manager or European football? New manager, without doubt.
New manager
is needed, without doubt. And is Ten Hag misprofiling players? No. Because we don't have set profiles.
Yeah.
Back to the restaurant analogy.
We don't have a profile.
You've hired a Caribbean chef and have him cooking up risotto. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing out here? Like, what are we doing?
I think to a degree, yeah. I think to a degree he does, though. I don't think he doesn't know how to identify a profile. He just gets a man that works hard and thinks, yeah, I'm going to put him here.
Yeah.
He don't know about attributes. Like, so, personally, he's in the wrong... He doesn't know what he's meant to be cooking. Yeah. And on top of that, he doesn't even know which ingredient is what. Still, so,
yeah, that's what I mean. So I can't say he's misprofiling players when there's no set profile.
Yeah,
you just bring it into the restaurant analogy. You just bring it. You just bring it in chefs.
Mad, bringing in chefs.
No idea what these chefs do, what they need to be successful. You just bring it in chefs, man. As our bad boy Mexican, you know what I'm saying, can cook Mexican food, and you got him doing fish and chips. You know what I'm saying?
Just what happens when you have money? It's just happily wasting it. It's not that deep. It is. I'll make a couple M's later. This is what's going off.
That's it. And in regards to this, with the Dan Ashworth situation, because I presume we're still trying to get him from Newcastle.
I heard there's some news about this. Apparently, we're at stalemate.
I think we're at stalemate.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Like, there's no one's trying to budge, basically.
That's fair. If we're having negotiations, we've all spoken about wanting Manchester United to be tougher in negotiations. And have a price point and stick to it. And that stands for not just playing staff, but also staff in the hierarchy, board members and things of this nature. So who's refusing to pay the 20 million to Newcastle, Ineos or the Glazers? I'm presuming it's Ineos because they're a part of the footballing side.
That's what I would think as well.
If they've said 20 million, we don't want to pay 20 million and there's a stalemate. Now, eventually there needs to be, okay, we're going to either pay the money for Ashworth or move on and get the second option. But I'm unsure. Yeah. I'm unsure. I don't know.
Do you want Ashworth, Flores, or Yugman? Are you guys looking?
Ashworth is not. I look at his resume. I don't go, I'm banging down the door to get Ashworth. I think he's done a decent job at Newcastle, but he's not. I wish Corey was here for this one. He wasn't. He's not like Omar Berardo in regards to his resume. His resume is nothing special.
Yeah.
It's not like he's been at a big, big club in Europe and has brought through some ballers. I think he's done a good job. That's it.
Yeah.
But I would prefer a better DOF. I want a DOF with a deeper resume. If we're talking about Dan Ashworth saying his resume is not the deepest.
I don't care about these resumes, bro.
You're not fucking about resumes. Go on. Did you want Ashworth? Because that's what we're talking about in regards to the stalemate.
Listen, I want whoever Berardo wants. I want to give you the platform to do whatever the hell you want to do. You do it. You choose. Yeah, I have no say in it. I'm not gonna bat. I'm not gonna say upset. Nothing. You do whatever the hell you want to do, and if it doesn't work, I'm on you. That's it. That's it. I'm on you, bro. Like, that's it. Do whatever the hell you want. I'll give you the money. Take the money. Go overpay if you want to, underpay if you want. Do whatever you want.
Catch Omar slipping at the bodega. without his shotgun on him.
In a broken leg
as
well. He's on Barada's case. Corey is like, Morales, get whatever you need to do to be successful. This is on you.
I'm giving you it. If you fail to deliver for me, why should I be on you? Why should I not? Yeah. I'll look back and be like, well, you've asked for this. I haven't batted an eye. I've signed this off for you. I've signed this off for you. I've kept on signing. And you've kept on asking. I've been giving you it.
And now you haven't done it. And now you're going to come back to me and go, I didn't expect so-and-so to do... Brother, you bought him. You bought him. You bought him. You overpaid or you underpaid or you done whatever you need to do, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Deliver.
It's facts. It's,
like, you know...
It's literally at every business, and every business is crazy. Every business, you look at the ownership. Even, let's take a small business, for example. Or you running a chicken shop like y'all got out there.
Mm.
If the chicken shop ain't running right, you're going to look at the manager, of course. But y'all's going to look at the ownership for why you put this dude in here in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that simple? Is that simple? So you can call Ashworth the manager, director of football in a smaller show, right?
I get what you're saying.
If it doesn't go well for Ashworth, yeah, that's on Ashworth. But it's also on Omar for misjudging what Ashworth could accomplish in this position. Because like we've been saying, his claim to glory is the Brighton model that he set up and is working the FA from what I've read. That's what those are two things that really give him the foot through the door for a lot of people. All right, now you come into Manchester United. This machine prints money. So you can do everything and anything you want to with our backing. How many managers, just to use a Ten Hag example again, how many managers in world football can say they have the ability to spend $400+ million on a squad?
First.
Not many.
First.
So I'm just telling you, that shit rolls uphill. That shit rolls uphill. Then it comes back down. And people got to pay.
I just want to be like, I'm tired of the two seasons later, manager leaves and says, I didn't get this, I didn't get that, I asked for this player, I didn't get him, you know, we didn't sign this person off. Like, I'm tired of that. I don't want these excuses to come out later down the line, and then we're all looking back as, oh, imagine we done this, imagine we signed off Haaland and we had Haaland, imagine we signed off Bellingham, we gave him more football time, and we got Bellingham as well. I don't want that anymore. I just want to give you the fairest chance that you can have to succeed at my club. And if you don't succeed, then I have to let you go.
There's
literally like nothing else to it. We've gone round the loops of us giving our opinions on things and saying no. And then we look back here and maybe it's worked, maybe it hasn't. And you've used that as a reason as to why you failed at the club.
Mm.
I don't want that no more. I just want you to literally do what you need to do. Like, I'll give you what you need within means. Like, don't violate. I'll give you within
means. Don't take liberties. I get you. Yeah.
Let's be serious. Like, I'm not just gonna float out like mad money, like risky.
Yeah,
money.
Yeah. It's not just 700. It's not 700 M's in one window. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah, Now, you know, within means, give you the fairest platform you can use to succeed,
and just succeed.
That's literally it. There's nothing else to it anymore.
Nah, that's right. Nah, you spot on with that. And to Valley, who says this, guys, we're not moving away from Dan Ashworth now. Ornstein already said United are willing to wait for him. That's cool. I'm kind of with Corey on it in regards to if Barada wants to get him in and that's their decision making, I'm cool because I've said, all right, you man are the experts in the field. Go and get who you want. However, I will still look at it from my own perspective and go, I would have preferred to get somebody better. However, if that's the guy they want, go get Ashworth. If they want to wait, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not fussed about a DOF currently right now. I'm just glad we're in conversations to go and get one.
Mm.
They've understood it's a position that needs to be
addressed.
It's a position they've addressed. They've identified that is an important role at the club.
Yeah.
Now go and get one. Would I prefer us to have one now? Yes, but they can still be putting other things in place and having conversations with our DOF anyway, because they should already be having conversations about a style of play. They should already be having conversations about what restaurant are we? Before we go and get the man, what restaurant are we? What is the plan? They shouldn't be, all right, we're waiting for the DOF then to have these conversations. No, Omar Barada and others should already, and whoever they're keeping, should be having these type of conversations. If Ashworth's their guy, cool, I've said it. His resume is decent. To the point where I go, okay, let's give him a shot and an opportunity to do what needs to be done. And this is a side note, but I just call you Abdi because I don't want to butcher your name. Says Madrid will destroy everyone in the Champions League this year. I'm Madrid this year in the Champions League. You must beat Manchester City. I'm with you. I am Real Madrid in the Champions League this year. I want you to win the competition. Make sure you knock out Manchester City. Make sure you knock out Arsenal. And we good. You lot saved us a couple years ago when you won the league. Won the Champions League. Please do it again. I am with you. Al Madrid, man. I'm with you fully. No dispute about that whatsoever. You must. So Madison, who says, nah, flawless. We can't wait. We're almost in summer. It's calm. As long as we get it done, April, May times. As long as it's done before the end of the season, I have no issue. I have zero issue as long as it's done. These things do take time. If they're saying Ashworth is the guy, I have to give them opportunity to go and get Ashworth.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Go and get the DOF. So I don't think there's a rush like that. Now, if come the end of the season, we don't have one, then I'll be concerned.
Because we think got Ashworth even said he's leaving too.
Oh, did Ashworth definitely say he's leaving? Okay.
I think he said that in the past. I think I've
heard that as well. Yeah.
These things ain't always going to be easy and plain sailing. So if they decide, even if they hire someone, they can't come to officially work by July the 1st. So yeah. I know Gaming for Life, I wouldn't take Tuchel, just to clarify. No, I'm not a Tuchel fan. Let me just clarify this. I don't want any manager who's previously worked in the Premier League or is currently working in the Premier League. The only exception to that is Carlo Ancelotti. Let me just clarify that again for anyone watching, listening, whatever the case may be. I don't want any manager who is currently working in the Premier League, and I don't want any manager who has previously worked here, apart from Ancelotti. That's the only exception to that rule. No Tuchel, no Mourinho, De Zerbi. Who else? Gary O'Neill.
Potter.
Anyone. Potter. The list goes on. No. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely not. And Southgate is a big no-no. Absolutely not. I'm good on that. Let's see what else you are saying in the chat. Continue to run up the likes as well.
Smash them.
Run up the likes. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. And this Taz, you are spot on. United need a 16 out of 10 transfer window and a new manager. Hey, word to the legend Ryan. And you know what? Here he is.
By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Right, big up the panel. I told as for.
Can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Alright, big up the panel. I told as for.
No,
damn, son.
Oh my god, son. Was the bottom right one Yaz?
Yeah, that's Yan. Yeah. The bottom right one was Yan. That's Yan T.
Big up Yan. I haven't seen her in ages as well.
Hopefully. Yeah, big up Yan T. Nah, she's good. She's good. I spoke to her yesterday. She's good. Big up Yan T.
I swear that. I've never seen chicken so dry. Like no flavor, no sauce, no swag. Like, do you know what it is? I think the biggest fail for me, Corey, is the execution. It's such a failure, man. The execution is so
I'm like, why 16? Why 16? Can somebody tell me why 16?
Now, he thought you were saying the mad thing. After you said it, he's speaking, and then you're just...
You need to get the... Oh, thank you.
I had the net movement.
That's tough.
That's exactly that. That's tough.
Yo, that'd be rolling. Yo, hey, people, you're going to get tired of seeing that clip. That clip is hilarious. Hey, every time, yo. Shout out of context, Sarcasm City TV. And shout out to Tom Little for putting the edit on it with the sound.
Yeah, big up, Tom.
Oh, and the fact that 16 out of 10
Tom Little,
big.
Bro. Tom
Tom Little put the sound effect on it.
He cold.
For those that haven't seen the Back Again pod, go watch it because that's when, Ryan got hooked. Yeah. Like, it was hilarious. So, yes.
Hey, what fools have you got the other one? Have you got the other clip?
I've not got part one on here. No, that's part two. I've not got the first part, though. Let me upload this because people keep mentioning 16 out of 10 all the time. So look at Corey's face. I love seeing people's first impression of it.
Foolish is just sitting there like, bro.
He just had to keep it pushing. He couldn't
even. I had to keep it stepping. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, this guy, man, he really thought he was eating. That's the funniest shit.
Hey, Corey, done that on you. You said Ryan's got more riz than you.
Listen. Yeah. I have no riz. I'm a one woman man. And
yeah, you're one woman man. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why you got riz. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you are a one woman guy. That's what it is.
FBMA.
Yeah, man.
Black Man Association.
Faithful Black Man Association, man. Black men don't shoot.
Big them up 10 times, man. 10 times. 16 times.
Yeah, but you know what it is, though. 16 times. Me personally, I feel like Riz can be, you can have different contexts of Riz, isn't it? It's just your swag and your source, isn't it? Maybe not necessarily moving to someone like new, but just your aura and that, the way you present yourself and that. It's all Riz as well, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. To maintain relationship, you need a bit of Riz, you need a bit of source, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I say, you are going to get tired of seeing that clip because every time I see it,
it's funny
as fuck. Yeah. And it's like 3 years old. I know that's the best thing is seeing people's first impression of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's mad.
Like, he thought he was saying the mad thing. That's what makes me laugh. He thought, yeah.
He thought, yeah. He thought he was the guy, like, yo, I'm eating.
All that was missing was him just doing this.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all that was missing from my man.
What,
bro? Come on.
The Birdman hand rub would have said,
the Birdman hand rub.
Yeah, bro.
That's all that I was missing.
He had waves doing it like this.
Like I say, shout out Tom Little for the edit, man, because the edit killed it with the sound. Because that didn't have the sound on it, and then Tom Little see it and he put the edit on it the next day, and I was like, because that.
Do you know what that was? Yeah, sorry, what? I got another Niger. You know, in FIFA, when you're about to take a penalty, he hit the red. The thing was moving fast. He's like, he tried to hit.
You know, you messed up.
Oh, it's great, man. I love that clip. Oh, that clip is beautiful.
Lack of composure.
That is gonna live it's going to live on, people.
Composure, lads.
Composure. Yeah, so it's a wrap for it. It's a wrap for Ryan. You're not going to continue to see that as well. I'm telling you, like, right now. It is. You are going to continue to see that. But big up to Ryan, man, every single time, man. Mr. 16 out of 10 himself. But yeah, he's your choice. You know what it is? I love seeing people's first reactions to it. Corey's, Tom Little's, it's beautiful. Look at Corey. Look at the confusion.
The silence is great.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I'd hate to be in that situation.
Yeah, man, it was peak for man, didn't it? It was peak. Just always chatting rubbish. Hey, the girl was bad, man. Because if they could have said anything, that's what made it worse. They would have just said, shut up or whatever. But they just tired of it.
If they said shut up,
it would have been better than just dead air. Like, yeah, it's just the dead air, the black expression.
Like, no, like, who you think to shut up? Like, change up the situation. Like, who you trying to violate? Like, come with an aggressive thing. But man, they just done that.
It's so hilarious. And like, you know what it is as well, like if there was sound waves for like his breathing and everything, it must have been just the waves. Like you know when someone's about to say something and there's no strength behind, he's like, I must say, like, it's hilarious. There's so many ways you can analyze it. It's so mad.
Because you know what the crazy part is, every time I watch it, I notice something new. You know what I'm saying? There's always something new, whether it's his reaction, whether it's one of the gals' reaction, whether it's there's always something that I'm just like, oh my God. Did you see him?
It's
like
the record starts skipping.
Yes.
The record starts skipping. That's what it's
watch his face. Like. When he realizes that it dawns on him that, yo, he's getting no feedback, yo, watch his face. Like, that's the
And do you know what's so mad as well? Yeah, I feel like when he processed in his mind that he's about to say it, he knew it was a risk, but he couldn't hack it. He just had to say.
He was like, I'm going to shoot the shot. I'm going to shoot. All right, but
who spoke first after that? Did you speak to that?
Yeah, I spoke first. Look,
you saved him. You saved him.
That's the homie. That's the real one right there. That's the real one right there. Don't let him drown.
16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I told as for.
Yeah, you saved him. Lewis is a real one.
You saved him. He sent that life raft out.
That's a catch.
Yeah. Buddy was about to drown in the shallow, and Wallace went and picked him up by his neck and got him up out of there.
Yeah, yeah. One-handed. That's not even a life raft. Wallace went and said, I got you, bro. I got you, bro.
I got you.
Dude, no, why not? I got you, bro.
You got the paddle. Crazy. That's probably the first influence for just pick up the paddle.
Yeah. Pick up the paddle, man. Let me get through the rest of these comments in the comments section.
He will be perfect to put him on, like, e-dates and that. He's got the perfect characteristics.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
You'll get him jokes. Yeah.
Proper numpty. Yeah, 100%. It's Taz who says, who's your choice for manager? I've spoken on this before, and, like, we were talking about it previously. In regards to Corey's boy Barada, whoever the DOF is, etc. Have a style and pick a manager for set style. That's what everybody needs to do, from Barada, the DOF, technical director, the scout, the head of the scouting team, head of recruitment, medicals. Everybody needs to sit down and go, okay, this is the style we are choosing. This is what the plan is. So, for example, I've used it before. All right, we're gonna go tiki-taka style. So all the players we now identify are good. This is the style we're going with. So we need players who fit this style. Then you look at the current squad and goes, who fits tiki-taka? Okay, even if the players are not of a certain quality, they can still play it. They stay. Players that can't do it are out the door. And when I say out the door, that doesn't necessarily mean they all have to get sold. No, even if you are here, you do not play. We watched it. Ange Postecoglou went into Spurs, implemented his style, and said, Eric Dier does not fit this. Eric Dier didn't get sold in the first window, but he did not see pitch, even when all centre-backs was injured. They went to the Etihad and played two full-backs at centre-backs. And now Eric Dier is currently in Germany. That's what it needs to be. It needs to be cutthroat. It needs to be ruthless. And that's the way we need to
do it. And how many new players does he have?
And he has, what, four or five? Vicario, Van de Ven, Adoghi, Madison, Johnson as well. And I'm probably forgetting somebody. Whoa, man. Exactly. Oh, so it's not like he went in there and you got 20 new players. No, he got five and then realized, okay, who's here? Even if they're not of the quality you would like, who can actually implement said system? Adoghi was already bought. I stand corrected. Just big up. So it's like four or five he signed. And that's the way it needs to go. And all this, oh, well, you can't get rid of players, so you must play him. No, don't play him. So let's say we try and move on. Let's say it's Maguire, for example. I use him, or Lindelof, for example. And we are, okay, we identify a style and they can't be moved on in the summer. They still should not play. Because, come January, who's going to be angling for a move away and is going to force the move away? Lindelof or Maguire, because they haven't seen pitch from August all the way up until December. They're going to be the ones who go, I need to get out of here. Same way what happened with Sancho, we've seen that. Sancho forced that. Whether you think it's right or wrong is a whole different conversation. I'm not getting into people. I'm just talking about Sancho was the one who was like, okay, let's get me out of here. So it doesn't matter about your price tag, doesn't matter how much wages you are, doesn't matter about your profile, the number on your back, whatever the case may be. So yeah, in regards to my choice for manager, it's on them to go pick a style. Like I already said, I think Flick is the best of the list, but I wouldn't be like, yeah, go and get me Flick. No, no, no. Go get a style. No, go get a manager who fits a style. That's my thoughts on it. That's what I would say.
Yeah, facts. I agree with that, man. At the end of the day, we just need a big detox at United, man. We need to have some sort of direction, some sort of vision. We've got the bold fraud talking about the vision is clear, and our vision's not clear. Like, these glasses are blurry. Please give me your next pair, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I just hope we do go in the right direction, but I'm definitely looking forward to it, because at the end of the day, if we start to see where we're going, we start to see, like, this Dan Ashworth or whoever comes in, actually come in, and then we start to see the formation building, and then we start to see what manager we're getting in and what players we start to get in. It's going to be exciting, because, the thing about football, they say the hope is the hope that kills you. But at the same time, I think also what it is just looking forward to something new. Like, right now, we ain't seen Man United play. We're probably dreading it, but it's still all the unknown. What Man United's going to turn up? Are we going to have a good game? We all love a game of football, you know what I'm saying? But man, we just need to see. And I feel like I'm patient for the process to happen, but I'm impatient because I can't wait for the process to start. So yeah, man, I just want to get it moving, man. We see where we're going as a club.
Ten Hag's going back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah,
Brentford away is where we started having questions. Brentford away is where we started having questions. So
that's true.
He better turn up. I'm not talking about no draw. I'm talking about dubs only.
Yeah, he has to. That's give us something. Give us give us a goodbye present. And you feel me?
Speaking of Brentford away, obviously, because that's how much we just so disinterested people like in actually watching Manchester United play our hour and a half in, and this is the first time we've actually mentioned that we play tomorrow. Like, that's to clarify.
I don't even know what time for us. I don't even know the
kickoff time. That's how disinterested we are in it.
Oh crap!
What you say? How disinterested we are. Let us know in the chat. Is there any injury news? I know Warrior J put earlier that Ten Hag stated that Martinez could be available for this game, but I don't think there's any new injuries. I think I see Sack circling about Shaw,
but I don't know what context it was.
Hey man, this dude trying to kill Martinez, dog.
Yeah, bruv. Let the boy. Might as well save him for the rest of the next season, bruv. Let him just chill.
There's no need, man. The guy had what, a foot injury?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Now it's a knee injury.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. He got to chill. Especially the type of football we play. He gonna be running everywhere.
Yeah, just let him relax, and it's like, okay, at least wait till I don't know the semi-final. Even though it's Coventry, wait till an actual important game. Wait till the semi-final.
And
you heard Maino didn't train with the group yesterday. Is that simply because he was on international duty, or is that some form of injury? Because that's not good. If that is the case,
I expect to see the same thing. I think Ten Hag does that normally when players are returning, he lets them have an extra
international duty. Maybe it's that.
I don't know, man. But
who knows?
I don't know, man. Brentford, but man. Are we home or away? Sorry, Flores.
Away.
We're away. It doesn't matter, but sometimes it still adds a bit of something to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, away, man. We don't know. We haven't played for so long. We don't know who's fit. We don't know who's playing. And even if we know who's playing, we just don't know what's going to happen. You know, Tony might come and dunk on United, you know. United might have a good game. I don't know. We might get some, you know, trauma of the past. Brentford, this that mad Brentford game. But, yeah, I don't know, man. You just don't know. We don't know, man. We don't know.
We legit, that's it.
Yeah.
We don't know in regards to what Manchester United are going to turn up. Presume it'll be Onana in goal, probably Dalot.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka has been available, so they'll be the two fullbacks.
Yeah, get Varane, that break as well, man.
Yeah, it'd be like Varane. We can't, unfortunately, because Shaw's injured. We don't have any other fullback. Shaw's injured. Malassi is still out. So it'd probably centre backs would be Varane and maybe Lindelof, maybe Varane, Maguire, maybe. I reckon it'll be out of those two. Midfield, Maino, I presume, will be available. Is Maguire injured? All right, so it'd be either Lindelof or Evans then. Well, probably bare Lindelof. And then midfield, Casemiro, Maino, Bruno. I'm guessing it'll be that as the trio. And then
someone said Maino's resting.
Yeah, Maino's. Yeah, Maino said that himself. Big up to Maino in the chat. But
big up Maino. Raya in the chat. Big up Maino, man. You're a baller, man. Maino.
Absolutely. I feel for you in that midfield, man. Next to Bruno and McTominay. And then what's the front three? Hoyland will play. Where is it? Rashford and Garnacho? Rashford and Garnacho will probably go with, even though Anthony scored against Liverpool. Because Liverpool was the last game. So,
snap.
Liverpool was the last game.
And Ahmad suspended.
Yeah, he is suspended. But so it'll be that'll be the front three. But hopefully we get a win. Yeah, hopefully we get a win.
Is Thingy fit for Brentford? What's my man's name? Wisa.
In chat, let us know, please, if you do know in regards to his availability. In regards to his availability. And there will be a watch along on the channel, unfortunately, people, for the game. We'll start 20 minutes before kickoff.
I know the Green Goblin wants his get back every time, dog. That Green Goblin is addicted, dog. So he don't want to get back.
He does look like the actor who plays the Green Goblin. It's crazy. I see exactly what you're talking about.
Manager, he always says we stink against him when we beat him.
Oh, yeah. He chats ass,
bro. He always does something. Yeah.
He's so bitter, like.
Let's say it. So I don't know, but then and Bueno is back in it.
Bremo, oh, that's not Wisa. Bremo, and Bremo, that's who I was asking for. Bremo, not Wisa. Yeah,
Bremo's
kind of cold.
That goddamn him and Tony.
Hamster. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Brentford have been in Brentford. That's the one thing that does give me some form of confidence going into the game is the fact that Brentford have been in horrific form for a long time now. I think they've won one game all year. We even won zero games in the Premier League or one game like the entire calendar year.
But so something was
like
Fulham that. When we played them and then different. They just came and toast.
Yeah, Fulham, yeah. Fulham is away record. I think they won one away game all season long and then they came and beat us at OT. United so you never pants, man. You never know.
Pants.
But hopefully
always
we
have
get
a
them.
Chance.
Let me pull
you
up
always
the
always have a chance. Make a wish FC, dog. Everybody
close your eyes and roll the dice.
Exactly.
Literally.
Close your eyes
the whole country of Nigeria, the whole country of Nigeria wanted to take Iwobi off the face of the earth. We just made that brother look like a superhero the other day.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, Brentford, yeah, they're currently sat 15th. Let me check actually their record though.
Yeah, word on that still. Word.
Yeah, they haven't won. When was the last time? The last time they won 10th of February against Wolves. They won against
February.
That's the last time they won a game. Okay. And before that, they see, so yeah, I was right. So they've only won one game this calendar year.
Wow.
They've only won one game this calendar year. And the last time they won before that was the 2nd of December against Luton at home. What that their form's so bad. Their form has been horrific. They have been. That's why they went. And they're going to be scrapping because they are in a relegation dogfight. They are because they're currently.
How do they fall off so mad?
They are because they are 15
Tony.
Points. Yeah,
I think
Tony
not being there to start the season.
Yeah, because they're only 5 points above relegation now. Only 5 points.
Is it?
Yeah. Only 5 points above relegation. So they are. They've been struggling as well. They are not a good outfit whatsoever. But
they're falling off hard.
We needed 2 McTominay wonder goals to get the job done the last time we saw him at OG.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what Manchester United are like, so that's what it is. But should we beat them looking at their form? Yes, we should. Will we? I have no idea. Because it's Manchester United Football Club. As it is. Let me actually check. You're saying 1-0 United? All right, 1-0 United first. What are you saying, Rhino? Score prediction.
Maybe 1-1 man. 1-1 still.
You saying 1-0? Jesus. What are you saying, Eddie?
I'll split the difference. I'll go 2-1 United.
2-1 United. Okay. Yeah, I'm saying the same as you, Eddie. 2-1 United. Because I'm looking here. Villa play Wolves at 5:30. So that's before us. And Tottenham play Luton at 3 p.m. Obviously, they're the two teams in front of us. So we're currently on 47 points. You've got Spurs on 53 and Villa on 56. So we really need to win and hope they drop points if we are planning on catching them as well. But I think Villa will beat Wolves. And I think Tottenham will beat Luton. So I think it's even more important we win. Because we could be, oh, Jesus, even further behind. Fuck. I mean, what? 9 points? You could be 9 points behind Spurs by the time that starts.
Flipping heck.
Could be at, what? What is it? 4 is it? Oh, Jesus.
This clown.
9 points behind Spurs, you know, we could be.
9 points behind Spurs.
We could be. And they have Oh, actually, even though Villa 9 points ahead of us, we played a game less. But by the start, they could be 12 points ahead of us. But we have 2 games in hand.
Oh, chasing Villa in that. This is
Villa
mad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Villa and Spurs. We're chasing Villa and Spurs.
Yeah. Chasing Villa and Spurs for top
Think about it.
It's really not good. Well, at least none of us predicted losses. That's the main thing.
And imagine, those are 2 managers in the first year of their job.
Yeah.
But you need money and all this type of stuff to, you know, to get a playing style and be a cohesive unit. And look at what Anjan and Emery are doing with their outfits. What are we talking about here? But anyways, we are going to close out, people. Big up to everyone who's locked in. Make sure you run up the likes at the subscribe button. You get the Man Them United podcast every Friday and every Tuesday. Tuesdays, 4:30 p.m. UK time. Fridays, 5 p.m. UK time, was slightly late because that was on me. My Wi-Fi was just playing up. But Rhino, let him know where he can find you, where you got all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. You know where it's at, dog. Smash the likes, people. Love having conversations. Big up Corey and Eddie, as always. It's good to have Corey on the Man Them United podcast. Subscribe to Rhino MGTV. I was meant to do the Offside Trap episode 6 yesterday with Traps, but he got caught up. So we're possibly doing it tonight. I've got a special guest, 2 special guests on. We're going to do a Manchester City Arsenal preview tonight and then talk about the current affairs of football. So we should be doing Offside Trap tonight if Traps is around. If not, I'll just do another episode of something else. But we should be going live tonight anyway. Rhino MGTV, make sure you sub up, you know, smash the likes and put post notifications on if you can, you know. And as always, man, be flawless. You know, make sure you like the video. If you're watching this on the replay, if you're listening to the audio, make sure you 5-star the Spotify. If you're, you know, watching on YouTube, smash the likes, man. Leave a comment down below.
I already know. Corey, same to you. But you lot, make sure you subscribe to Rhino's channel. Of course, make sure you subscribe to Big Six Bants as well. Let us know what you got coming up, Corey. Up. I know you're active over there.
We got another one tomorrow. What is it? Saturday? Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday. Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah, listen, I'm off tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, man. No streaming, just relaxing or watching football. That's what I wanted, you know, 3-day. But yeah, subscribe to my Twitter. It's all the same. It's all the same, even in the comments, Craig Corey.
See there, people.
It's all pretty much the same. But yeah, man, thanks for having me on, man. See, it's nice to be with fellow Man United fans, isn't it? It's nice to be here.
Yeah, man, it's good to have you over here. It's about time, man.
Good, man. Yeah, man, thank you.
It's about time. Eddie, anything you want to add, fam?
Shout out to Chris. Shout out to what I'm saying, Chris. I was saying shout out. I'm talking to my boy over here. That's crazy. No, man, shout out to Corey. Shout out to Rhino. Shout out to Wallace. Hey, we moving like Chris, Snoop, and Marlo when it comes to this Omar brother. So we better be on point, dog. We better be on point. We see you in the bodega with the Honey Nut Cheerios. Just be aware. Be aware. You feel me? But nah, appreciate the love every time, y'all. And yeah, hopefully we get this job done, bro. That's it. I know we talk a lot of shit, but at the end of the day, we all want United to win. We just want the manager at the same time. So yeah, bro, it is what it is.
Nah, facts. Without doubt. Who's live now? He's still live. Nah, that game's almost done. I was going to redirect to Steve, but yeah, make sure you subscribe to all the Mandem people. Make sure you do that. Subscribe to all of the Mandem. We'll be back maybe tonight on the channel. You may get the United Liverpool show. Keep a lookout. You may get a playback watch along again. Keep a lookout. Unsure on those two. You'll therefore get something on the gaming channel, though, people. Just make sure you're following at That's Me Flawless at Sarcasm City TV on our socials and you'll see it. Make sure you're also subscribed to the Sarcasm City TV gaming YouTube. Make sure you're following the playback and then you will get notified. So make sure, especially if you're NBA head with the playoffs starting very, very soon that I can't wait for. So obviously we'll be just doing regular season games up until the point, seeing where teams finish more importantly in the Western Conference because no one don't really care about the East. So yeah, that's what we're on, people. Rhino already mentioned it. We are available on all audio platforms as well. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts. Type in Sarcasm City TV, people, and all these shows on the channel will pop up, people. Oh, yeah, that man's still alive, so I will redirect over to Steve because they're doing a game there, so that's what I will do. But, yes, love to everyone who has locked in, man. Thoroughly enjoying these shows. Great to get Corey on here. Hey, if Omar Barada can bring acquisitions the same way I can to Sarcasm City TV, guess what? We're in a much better place. We're in a much better place, Manchester United. Let's go. So love to everyone that's locked in. Just put Sarcasm City TV raid. No, just put Sarcasm City raid in Steve's comments. But this has been the Mandem United podcast live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.